Rav Pam Zecherno Levracha was once being Menachem Ovel Mishpacha, and he knew that one of his Talmidim, let's call him Shimon, that the mother of Shimon was also sitting Shiva. So before he left, he went over to the ladies, and he found the mother of Shimon, and he was Menachem Ovel her, and then he said that you should know your son Shimon is an outstanding Ben Torah. And then later he went back to Torah Vadas, and another Bacher, let's call him Levi, came over to Rav Pam later in the day, and he said, you should know our Mishpacha really appreciated that the Rosh Hashiva came over to be Menachem Ovel. So Rav Pam looked at him and he said, your Mishpacha? He said, what do you have that was Shimon's Mishpacha? So Levi said, oh, me and Shimon are first cousins, and both of our mothers are sisters. So they were both sitting Shiva together. So Rav Pam said, I didn't know that. Now, fast forward, 2 months later, Rav Pam was somewhere. He said it was some kind of gathering, and he heard that Levi's mother was there. So he sent somebody over to call over Levi's mother. And he told Levi's mother, I want to apologize that when I came to Menachem Ovel, I didn't realize that you were Levi's mother that was also sitting Shiva. I thought it was only Shimon's mother that was sitting Shiva. So he wanted to be Menachem her, and he told her, I want to tell you, your son Levi is really a Chashev Ben Torah. Now Levi repeated later that his mother told him that she really felt bad when her Pam came to be Menachem Ovel, that he only praised her nephew. He praised Shimon, who was her nephew, as an outstanding Ben Torah, and Rav Pam didn't praise her son. So, Lamaisa, you learn two things from this story. Number one, you see how people's feelings are so fragile that it's not only if you say something hurtful to them. The fact that you praised her nephew and you left out her son was also a Talmud, that's very hurtful for the person. But the second thing you see is that someone, Adam Gadol like Rav Pam, kept Cheshbon, and he realized that, because of that, he didn't just say, I was Oinus. I didn't know that Levi's mother was sitting Shiva. He kept Cheshbon. No, Lamaisa, Levi's mother's hurt. She may be hurt, so I have to keep that in mind. And he went and he kept it in mind that the next possible time when he was able to get hold of it, he went and sought her out, brought her over, and told her that your son is also an outstanding Ben Torah. So Lamaisa, with his tremendous caring about people, he was able to fix up any damage that could have come out. We have to learn so much from this, that people, it's not only hurtful comments that hurt people. People are so sensitive. It's also things that we could have said, we should have said to somebody, and they were expecting to hear it, and we didn't say it, that the people feel very bad. And I want to tell you something, something that I felt very strongly about for a number of years, and then last year I experienced firsthand just to see how important this is. I've long told my children that when you meet someone like an older single at some kind of simcha, at a vart or at a chasana, don't say to them Amir Tashem Bayu. It's very, very hurtful. You want to daven for them? That's beautiful. It's a tremendous mitzvah. Do that. Daven for them privately. But to say Amir Tashem Bayu is showing you're nebuching the person. And unfortunately, firsthand, I got to see just exactly how hurtful that comment is. There was somebody, a neighbor of mine, that was making a simcha, made a vart, and the boy was a little bit older, and I went to the vart, and he's a very close friend, who's a different neighbor of mine, who also attended the vart as a good friend. So I went over to that, the one who's not the chassan, a very good friend of the chassan, a different neighbor, and I just schmoozed in him a couple minutes. As I was walking away, he says to me, I want to tell you something. You're the first person tonight who schmoozed with me and didn't give me a stab, didn't stab me in the back with an Amir Tashem Bayu. That's what he told me. He said, I just want to come and participate in my friend Simcha, but nobody can let me. They have to keep on saying Amir Tashem Bayu and stabbing me. I came back after and I told my children, I said, now I saw firsthand, how painful it is. A person has to realize, even though the people that say it, Amir Tashem Bayu, they mean well. They really mean well. But it's not enough to mean well. A person has to realize the effects that these lines can have on someone. And I wanted to end with one more thing that I just recently read, that there was somebody that didn't have children for many years. A lady wrote this somewhere. For many years she didn't have children. And Baruch Hashem, she has a family. And she said that she had a sister that was married just a short time, much younger than her, that had a child, a boy, baby boy. And she was so happy for her sister. And she really wanted to go to the bris. She called her sister the night before the bris. And she said, those are mirte shem bayus that are going to come at me. They're so hurtful. I can't come to the bris. And she, their sister said, I understand. So we have to learn from this to be careful that even things that we mean l'shem shemayim, we mean to be nice to someone, but we have to be able to go into their mindset and realize the things that could be hurtful to other people, not to say those hurtful comments. May we all be zeichet to have a chesed k'day and not hurt anyone's feelings today.